This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Time. Good time for you to check yourself up, or maybe check yourself in. If you have medical questions, the answer man is here. His name is Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus.
And don't check out.
And his number is 888-553-7536. Have you ever been sick?
Everybody at some point
has. That doesn't answer the question. what happens when the doctors get sick? What do?
We take care of each other.
Do you? So you have doctors that you trust?
Of course.
Obviously. And you go to see them. But I can't imagine. I hold you in, I don't know whether it's such esteem, but I can't imagine you being, I just can't imagine you being sick. It's sort of unraveling, actually. Speaking, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you say that, but I mean, reality is it happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And we all just need to have a plan of what we're going to do and realize that it has to happen.
Well, sooner or later, we're all going to feel a tickle.
We're going to help you to put it off and lower your odds, but yeah, something will happen, and you have to have a plan and be ready.
Plans. What are your plans for the next couple of hours? Stick around with us. We have lots of medical input, medical news.
We have a lot to talk about.
Speaking of unraveling, Obamacare and the architects and the people who... Wasn't there some big deal, some consultant that I'm trying to remember what his name is. I think he was from MIT. He got paid $400,000 to work on Obamacare, and has been pretty critical, and the administration's like, oh, no, that's not really... So what do you have that helps people understand that's not political, just how this thing unravels because the costs and I had somebody on the Good Day program during the week talking about how some of the family health plans, pretty much everybody that I've heard from, frankly, response after that conversation, most everybody who got into this thing last year has to change their insurance company this year. Have you noticed that? And how do you do that from the doctor's point of view? How do you handle, what sort of extra paperwork does that mean, or non-paperwork, computer work, does that mean for your people in the office? Do you have to have more staff to handle this sort of thing?
You're asking a ton of things.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be quiet and listen to you.
But let's get into all of it, please. And let me just start at the beginning, because you were asking about how this became such a big deal this week about the possibilities of Obamacare unraveling, and then I would be glad to talk about all the impact it has on us on a daily basis, is what you're asking me in the follow-up questions. But first, to your first question, MIT economic professor Dr. Jonathan Gruber, who's a PhD,
mm-hmm.
trained at Harvard. He's a professor of economics currently at MIT. He was paid by our government with our tax money $400,000 to help write Obamacare. And during the writing of the bill, it's documented by the White House log, Doug, that he made 11 trips into the White House. His thoughts have now been documented on 4 different videos. They're widely available throughout the internet. Just Google this gentleman's name, Jonathan Gruber, G-R-U-B-E-R, and you'll see plenty of video where he talks very candidly about the strategy that they used to get this passed. The video that's gotten the most viewing reading is of a health care conference that occurred in November 2013 at my alma mater, where I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. So I know that culture all too well. I spent 7 years there. I got 2 doctoral degrees, an MD and a PhD there, as planned. And so I got to know so many of the faculty quite intimately and understand the culture there. And this whole effort occurred there. Some of the quotes that are on this video where Professor Gruber shares the strategy to get Obamacare passed, Professor Gruber states, and again, I'm not making this up, this is what's on the video, the stupidity of the American voter helped Democrats pass the complex legislation. He actually says that at a meeting, and there's no outrage among those in the audience. He's on a panel. He's discussing how they arranged to get this passed, and people listen intently. There's a little bit of chuckling that goes on at academic meetings when everybody, you know, is in the know, and there's absolutely no outrage. And then he then further states the law was written to deceive federal budget watchdogs. As Congress voted on the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, in 2010, he actually told in a different video a college audience that those pushing the legislation pitched it as a bill that would control spiraling health care costs, even though most of the bill was focused on something else and there was no guarantee the bill would actually bend the cost curve. He says that in a second video. He also states in another video that those pushing the bill took part in an exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the economic voter, taking advantage of voters' stupidity to create a law that would ultimately be good for them. I wish I was making these things up. So these comments basically confirm that the bill passed through lying and deception. And this, I think that normal people, when they hear this, get outraged. There's absolutely no outrage at the academic conference at my alma mater in the Ivy League where this all occurred, and it doesn't surprise me because this kind of thinking, unfortunately, is just too widespread. And this, to me, when normal people hear this, they get outraged, as I'm sure Doug is when he hears this.
Well, what bothers me is that there is this time now being spent to analyze what this guy has said, and then the other side, well, he's retracting his statement, he didn't really mean that. And, you know, it's a big waste of time. It's all politics. In the meantime, millions of people have signed up for this thing. Millions of people are getting screwed. They'll be screwed again, and that's very crude, but it is
true. But how do you retract? The fact is, he got caught. He didn't retract. Listen to the video. Watch the video. There's no outrage. He says this on at least 4 different videos, the same thing. And the key is that he got caught. And when this kind of thinking gets caught, then they suddenly throw the person who talks under the bus. No one knows them. Congresswoman Pelosi says she doesn't even know the guy, which, you know, if she spent $400,000 to get this guy to write the bill and doesn't know him, you know, what's wrong with that picture? So the whole thing is laughable if you want to try and believe what they're saying. And it's, this is not the way things should be functioning.
But what does it do? How does it affect your health care? That's the bottom line here. How does all of this stuff, if you've had the, you've
and
been into this.
There's another
system.
Reason why this whole thing may be untangling. Before we go into the impact, there's even a bigger issue. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a new challenge to the Obama health care overhaul. They decided that late this past week, an adverse ruling would be catastrophic. catastrophic for the health insurance program. This case, which four judges have already signed on to, so it's going to be heard. The case centers on the tax credits and subsidies that make health insurance affordable for millions of low and middle income Americans. Under the health care law, each state may set up its own health care exchange, and if it does not do so, the federal government steps in, and so far 36 states have decided not to set up their own health care exchange. The problem is that one subsection of the health care law says that the tax credits and health insurance subsidies that are at the heart of the law can only be paid out by state-run exchanges. If this would be upheld by the Supreme Court, Obamacare unravels, because not only would millions of Americans see their premiums jump as much as 75%, but employers in those states without exchanges would no longer face penalties for failure to provide employee health insurance, and the individual mandate would be greatly weakened. So this would unravel the whole bill. The Supreme Court decided they're going to hear this. And the interesting thing is this: how things tie together. This same professor, Professor Gruber, in one of his videos states the intent was not to give these subsidies to those who did not set up the state-run groups, because he, Dr. Gruber, felt that this would be an incentive to the states to set up their exchange. If the state would not get these extra payments, they wouldn't set up their exchange. So there's documented statements by Professor Gruber that the intent of the bill was to only pay those state exchanges the subsidies. So this is going to be an interesting spring when the Supreme Court gives out their decision, because the final chapter on Obamacare has yet to be written.
Go ahead.
And I'll be glad to now tell you how this changes the way the patient sees health care and the way doctors practice, because already Obamacare has had significant changes in the way I work, and I've been in health care over 30 years.
888-553-7536. Meanwhile, let's focus on your heart. Excuse me. Say that again. I don't know. Why am I choking on my heart? Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, so when people listen to him talk about what's going on in their system and they hear him extol the value of the product that we've been talking about here for well over a year, most popular supplement we've ever talked about is Heart Factors Plus. Why would that be, Ken?
Well, are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus works for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they say. Dennis, one of our listeners from New Jersey: I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan from Maryland, another listener, says, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great. Plus, he does not have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also helps keep your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function.
All right. Here's how you get it. Pretty simple. It's 800-621- where did I get that to? Yeah, it is. It's 800-621-6313. Sometimes I get so many numbers in front of me, I don't go to the right number. Here's how you order Heart Factors Plus. Ken says, get it, get it. Use it. Keep your blood pressure where it needs to be. And if it is not where it needs to be right now, this will help modify and mollify that situation. 800-621-6313. Plus, it gets all this blood into your muscles and into your brain and your heart. Everything in your body is going to be the recipient of the largesse of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. Mention Dr. Ken and you'll get an extra free bottle. So you'll have 4 months worth of Heart Factors Plus for the price of three. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. 21 after the hour, the Good Day Health program on the air.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Dr. Ken, come join us. Head to Toe Medicine. I'll give you over 30 years of experience. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. We pay for the call. Hopefully there won't be much of a wait, no paperwork. No computer in front of my face. If you've been to the doctor recently, you know the doctor now is like a data key entry person, spending a lot of time just typing away at that keyboard, and between you and the doctor, no computer here between us. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. You have one about yourself, spouse, kids, parents, grandparents. You want to talk about what's going on this week in about Obamacare? I'd love to hear your opinion. Agree with us, disagree with us. We'll be polite and we'll expand and learn from each other. 1-888-553-7536.
Number dialed up by Pete in Wilmington. Pete, go ahead. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning and thank you for being first time caller.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, I've had an issue behind my left ear since this past summer, and it's not very painful. It feels like it's a little crack when I wash that could feel the water stinging it a little bit, and it kind of drains a little bit and turns into this crusty film. I don't have health insurance, and I'm wondering, is there an over-counter remedy for something like this, or what's the deal?
So this is on the skin outside the ear?
Yeah, it's right behind the left ear, and it feels like it's at the top.
So it's on the flaps that you can bend over on your ear on the back.
Yeah,
but okay.
It's in the what would be a crack there? Where the actual ear meets the side of the head.
And the material that's coming out of it is water-like or thick and pussy-like?
Water-like.
Water-like.
And it has a very faint odor or smell to it.
Uh-huh. And this is definitely outside the ear.
Yeah. I worked all summer for a home delivery company, and here in North Carolina in the summer, you probably know it's pretty humid every day, and there's a lot of sweating because you're constantly running on that type of job, and I'm wondering if that had anything to do with it, or also when I was 11 years old, I had a type 3 tympanoplasty on the left ear, so my left ear is a little bit closer to my head than my right ear.
But that's what I asked, Pete. This discharge is definitely not coming from the ear. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not coming from the ear cavity.
Okay. It's not related. It's just on the skin outside the ear, but it's in no way the fluid that's coming from the ear.
Exactly.
Okay, because that's a whole, that's called otorrhea. That's a whole different issue when the fluid is coming, when you have what's called an ear discharge. This sounds to me like it's some sort of skin infection. It may be viral, but I don't think this is something that you're going to be able to treat yourself. And what I would do is the most cost-effective way to deal with this is go to an urgent care center. Do you know of any good urgent care centers, maybe even one associated with a hospital?
Yeah, there's several here in town.
That's what I would do for this. Let somebody look at it and see what it is. It sounds to me like you probably have some sort of infection there, and you're not going to be able to get this cleaned up on your own.
I was kind of hoping something would do that because, again, I don't have insurance with my current employment.
But you know, if you go to an urgent care center, you can call them and ask them how much it'll cost. You should be able to get this all done for under $50.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, Pete. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen with some news that Ken has on GenuCell.
Oh, my gosh. Let's talk a little bit about GenuCell. What a wonderful product this GenuCell is. And let's just talk a little bit about simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to be keep on falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly, even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works for your money back.
800-525-8319. That's the number for Provia. 800-525-8319. Take advantage of the stronger, fuller, healthier hair you'll have when you cleanse your pores. Clean out where the hair comes from. The follicles are under your scalp. So you cleanse out the pores, the follicles start growing back through the pores, and that's how your hair comes back again naturally with Provia. 800-525-8319. Half past the hour.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Good Day Health Program, 888-553-7536. One way to be in touch with Dr. Ken. The other way is by emailing either him or me, drken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Dr. Ken Kronos. He practices with several licenses. I practice with none, but I've had experience. So sometimes I'm more focused on the natural ways to do things. That's why I like Heart Factors Plus and that sort of thing as much as I do, because that protects your heart the natural way. You want to control all kinds of things that are going on in your system. The inflammation story, we ought to get to that at some point. But as we get back to the news, one of the things Ken loves to do is to cover all the medical news of the week. And before we get to another story, you promised in the last half hour to discuss how, as we were focusing on the unraveling of the Affordable Health Care Act, it still is in effect 100%. Doctors, patients, how it's going to change and how will charges vary, you're going to take us through. You have an office of about, 24, 25 employees?
A little less now because of some of the aspects of Obamacare. We have probably three or four less employees because of Obamacare.
Because you had to have that money to do other things.
They
had to get rid of employees in order to accomplish what needed to be done record-wise.
Well, we just actually don't need as many. When you introduce an electronic health record, ultimately you need fewer people.
Really?
You're paying a lot more for the cost of running your electronic health record. That's the new expense, but you do eliminate some of your old expenses, which is several employees.
So there's more power. Is it a wash, the fewer number of employees versus the amount of technology that's needed?
It's a wash.
Uh-huh.
And let me give you some insight. Interesting observation that's occurred due to the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare, and they now seem to be used interchangeably. And this is from over 30 years in medicine. So, you know, I have seen a lot, and I have a nice frame of time to compare to. What has happened this year, and if you talk to most physicians, I bet they confirm what I'm saying. The intended or unintended consequence, I'll let you decide, is that in general, I think there's less health care being provided. This was being sold as an opportunity that more people will suddenly have health insurance and there'll be more health care. But what's actually happening is the actual policies that people have now, they have higher deductibles, they have higher copays, they have higher out-of-pocket expenses. So people are just less eager to use their insurance and are getting less health care. The other thing that's decreasing the amount of health care that's being provided, ask any doctor who, and most of us have this year been economically forced to move to an electronic health record, or we're going to face huge penalties because no longer is there a carrot for doing EHR electronic health records. Now it becomes a stick with significant penalties. You know, next year a 4% cut and pay, and it ramps up to maybe 15% in the next few years if you don't participate in all these aspects that the government is making us do to comply using our electronic health records. So, and the AMA is just unhappy. I've never seen them more aggressive pushing back and wondering what's going to happen, because what has happened is there are some good aspects about the electronic health records. There's no doubt that it's easier to prescribe, more accurately to prescribe. You know, I need to write you a prescription, Doug. I can do it like email with your electronic record. It goes right to your pharmacy very quickly. No paper involved. Writing labs, there's no more paper involved. It goes straight to the lab, and you can go into any of the bigger chain labs and get it done. So that's kind of the nice things about it. But with the Affordable Care Act, to confirm that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, there's a lot of data that has to be entered, and doctors are feeling like they're data entry people and less doctors. And you talk to most doctors, they'll tell you using an electronic health record, they are less efficient. They're seeing maybe 80 to 90% of the patients that they saw previously when they were on a paper record. So that has the decreased efficiency of the doctors to see more patients, because they now have to enter a whole lot more information on the patient. Some doctors are using scribes, but that, I think, gets a little dicey. And you sit there and you become a bit of a data entry person. You know, we have assistants that enter some of it, but still the doctor has to check it. So there's just more time on the computer face-to-face with the patient, which is decreasing our ability to see patients.
Talk to your doctor and ask him or her how she's being affected by these changes in their operating reality. 888-553-7536. How about we pay attention? Here's a doctor who's calling in that has some advice for the fellow that was on a few minutes ago.
Oh, sure. We would love a second opinion.
All right, from Portland, Maine, Dr. Water. What's your first name, sir?
Mike.
I'm sorry?
Mike.
Dr. Mike, welcome.
Okay. Hi, Mike. What did you have to say to Dr. Ken, and more importantly, to that other caller?
It sounded like he was describing this rash behind the ear and the crease, and it sounded like pretty typical seborrheic dermatitis. And I would try some over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream, or maybe even some over-the-counter antifungal cream, and I bet it'll be pretty helpful.
Are you a dermatologist?
No, family.
Really? Yep. And so, well, yeah, it sounds pretty simple. Ken, I'm not sure.
I think it's worth a try.
Yeah. Anything like that is worth a try. Do you listen to this program with regularity, Dr. Water?
No, it's the first time I've ever heard it.
Really? Where is it? What station are you listening to?
you know, I was surfing through the dial, and I can't remember. I haven't heard the call letters.
All right. Well, get back. Holler at the station.
Do we have time to talk to Dr. Water for another minute or two?
You want to probe him and his experiences with the healthcare system?
I'd love to ask him about his experience with the new healthcare system.
Well, a couple thoughts from what you were, what I was listening to while I was on hold. I'm not sure how, or at least I'm trying, I could cut back on any employees with the EHR, because you still have patients calling in wanting this, that, and the other, and you have the insurance companies sending stuff in for prior authorizations.
Did you have a transcriptionist in your office?
No, I'm still mostly handwriting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
EHR.
That was a big deletion that we had in our office.
So I think the whole EHR thing was started with Bush and the High Tech Act.
What is EHR?
Electronic Health Record.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see what.
How long, How long have you been using an electronic health record?
I started e-prescribing 3 or 4 years ago, and had attested the stage one twice, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do stage two this year. I still only do a few patients, and I still handwrite.
So he's talking about meaningful use, and this is all the data that we need to enter on each patient. And doing meaningful use, and if we don't do this, we get penalized in terms of our reimbursements, and this is all part of Obamacare.
I got to wonder how much all this costs the taxpayer to do all this supervision to try to nail you guys.
Good question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
That is a whole bureaucracy.
Well, but there's so much fear-based thinking here. Well, I better do this, or I'm going to get caught, or I better do that, or I'll get into trouble, or I better do this because the government says. I mean, think about the mentality of providing health care when your real focus needs to be on your patients and what's wrong with them and how to fix them. Instead, you're all worried about getting caught by some government guru who's trying to bring the hammer down on you. It's a GD disgrace.
That is the reality.
Hey.
And if you don't attest to meaningful use, and he's talking about what's called stage two, which is a higher complexity after you do stage one for 2 years, then you have to put even more extra information in there, and the penalties increase as you don't do this.
Well, it's a pretty sad state of affairs.
It is, and we should be thinking, exactly, we should be thinking about our patients. There's some balance. The problem is that getting certain information in there is a reasonable idea, but it has become such a gotcha mentality. It's an all or nothing. You either get it all right or you get it the full penalty. And I think that that's what's gotten the doctors so upset.
You agree, Dr. Mike?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir, for your paying attention. That was a big help for the fellow. Hopefully.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. 888-553-7536. Next up is Glenn out in Redding, California. Chico, that area. Hi, Glenn.
Good morning to you, Dr. Hamm. My daughter, 46-year-old daughter, has been diagnosed with gastroparesis.
Yes.
A partially paralyzed stomach. And they haven't really told her anything to do. They just diagnosed it. And so far, as I know, as the father, is that she's suffering a little bit with it. And I thought perhaps you could explain what it might be and if there's any type of help for it.
Sure, Dad. Yes, I hear your concern. You sound like a great father. Gastroparesis, it's a condition in which the muscles in your stomach just don't function normally. And you get some rather unpleasant symptoms, some of the things that you might expect: vomiting, nausea, this sense of fullness after eating a few bites, abdominal bloating, heartburn, lack of appetite. You get changes in blood sugar. Does this describe your daughter?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it's not always clear what causes this. It can be caused by some damage to the nerves that control the stomach muscles. These are called the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve can be damaged by diabetes or by surgery to the stomach or small intestines or by just reasons that we just don't quite understand. So the doctors have the doctors been able to clearly explain to you what the cause of this is?
No, but let me give you a little more information.
Sure.
It's just about a year ago, she had a double mastectomy. She had both breasts removed for cancer.
Okay.
And she's had quite a bit of surgeries there, and she's in the process now of having corrected
Abdominal surgery is definitely a risk factor for gastroparesis. Has the surgery involved the abdomen below the waist?
No, they just removed her breast.
What about medications? There are a number of medicines that slow the rate of the stomach emptying, like narcotics, pain medications, and also antidepressants. Is she on any of those?
You know, I'm not sure. I just found this out yesterday.
Let me give you some other possibilities that can cause this. Make sure they check her thyroid. A low thyroid can lead to gastroparesis. I have seen that way too many times. There are some autoimmune issues, scleroderma. I don't know if she has anorexia or bulimia.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, that too, you know, I'm not pointing any fingers here. I'm just trying to point out all the possibilities here. So I guess what you're wondering about is what can you do about all this?
Yes, sir.
And the first thing you want to do, and that's why I went through this in such detail, is to see if you can identify the underlying cause of it. You know, for example, if diabetes is the cause, you get that optimally taken care of. If the thyroid is low, then you got to replace with thyroid. So get a good detective. Ask the doctor, why does she have this? And if they don't know, you may even want to get a second opinion. You know, when doctors know what's going on, most of them are pretty clear-cut. But when you get a vague answer, it's usually because we don't understand what's going on.
Yes, right now she's eating saltine crackers maybe four at a time, and she was told to eat small meals through the day instead of big meals all at once.
Right, that's usually the first approach, the smaller, more frequent meals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they'll recommend low-fiber forms of high-fiber foods, such as well-cooked fruits and vegetables rather than raw fruits and vegetables. Also, low-fat foods. You want to avoid the fibrous fruits and vegetables. Often liquids are easier to ingest, so soups or pureed foods are better. And also, have her drink water throughout each meal. I've seen that help with a lot of patients. And gentle exercise after you eat, such as going for a walk, sometimes will help this also. But what you need to do is find out what's going on here. Some people actually need a feeding tube to deal with this. Also, medications that control nausea and vomiting. There are some medicines that stimulate the stomach muscles, Reglan, erythromycin. But there are some risks with these medications. You need to talk to the doctor and see what else she's on. Surgery is a last resort, and there are some experimental treatments for this. But, you know, if you're not getting help with the routine, then you have to go to the academic medical center or to a specialist who's doing research in this area. Botox has been used in some experimental research protocols, but that's not going to be given to you in your local physician's office.
All right, Glenn, good luck to you and your daughter. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536, the number for Dr. Ken. The Genucel folks have an idea for you if you're looking for, I know people are going to, ooh, we're already talking about Christmas, but we are. People are thinking about gifting. So here's an idea from Ken.
Before you start looking for gifts for this holiday season, just look at the mirror. What would be a better gift than to get rid of these bags and puffiness under your eyes? And no, I'm not talking surgery either. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She says, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the very first day he used it. I I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients at clinical grade levels for incredible results safely and quickly. There's been good research documenting this. It's as simple as that. In fact, with its immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in just 12 hours or your money back. So yes, you can start thinking of all the compliments you'll get this year. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with a money back guarantee.
800-822-6145 for Genucel. Order it right now and get the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment free with your order. 800-822-6145. Mention Dr. Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great way to combat wrinkles. 800-822-6145.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
As we continue pursuing the health news of the week, your calls, your questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. I'd like to hear from medical professionals when it comes to the continuing conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act. The officials in the Department of Health and Human Services, Ken, say that the website for Obamacare has been streamlined, requiring fewer screens and clicks during the shopping process. I wonder, we go back to last year, that website crashed on launch. A lot of people thought it was shaky. It really was. The enrollment for this next round begins this weekend. One wonders why it is that it has to be a period that's open and closed. Why can't people sign up for this? I've heard this question 100 times. I've heard it once. Why do we have to have an enrollment period? Why can't we just sign up when we want to? What's the magic for that other than some government bureaucrat saying...
Exactly.
Yeah,
that would be too easy. And the other thing to remember is make sure you know when you sign up what doctors are on the panel for your particular insurance, because I know a lot of the doctors are not excited about signing up. The reimbursements, at least in Florida, for most of these health insurances that are coming out of Obamacare are not good at all. all, and most of my colleagues are not signing up. So make sure you find out who is on the panel before you get your insurance, so it's not a ticket to nowhere. And also, be clear on the deductible, the copay, and the maximum out of pocket, because what looks like a great policy may actually be unaffordable for you to use. And I'm finding that with a number of patients I know that have looked and shopped the Obamacare website, it becomes unaffordable insurance because of all of the extra costs involved in using it. We need to talk about Medicare covering lung cancer screening for some, Doug, because this is big news.
Sure.
Annual lung cancer screening for long-term smokers actually may soon be covered by Medicare. This was just announced this week. Lung cancer is the leading cancer killer in America, Doug. It causes over 159,000 American deaths just this year alone. The reimbursement proposal would cover annual CT scans for people aged 55 to 74 with a smoking history of 30 pack years who still smoke or who quit within the last 15 years. And what a pack year is, pack years are determined by multiplying the number of packs smoked daily by the number of years a person has smoked. So if you smoke one pack a day for 30 years, that's 30 pack years. So remember, age 55 to 74, at least 30 pack years of smoking. That could be two packs a day for 15 years, three packs a day for 10 years. You got it. And you haven't quit within the last 15 years and you're still smoking. Actually, private insurers will also be required to cover lung cancer screening for this group of people starting in 2015. This is the result of a recommendation issued almost a year ago by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which is very influential in determining who gets covered for what by private health insurance. This is great news. Make sure you get the low-dose CT scanner, and this is something you want to do annually to pick up lung cancer very early. And we proudly provide this service, low-dose CT scans in our office, and this is going to save a lot of lives. It just has to be used prudently, and you have to meet these careful criteria, and the doctor also has to provide counseling about stopping smoking along with this whole effort. And then there's going to be a database that the government is going to be keeping. Everybody's records will be submitted to this database. They want to be able to document cost effectiveness of this whole program.
888-553-7536. A lot of information there for you to absorb, but it's important, I think, that we talk about, you know, the controversies in the news during the course of the week, the bombing of parts of Syria and Iraq to get rid of ISIS. They ought to drop a bomb on these tobacco providers, these companies in our country, Laura Lard and Philip Morris. These companies are death. That's all they are. They make profit on death, and they're so smug about it. When and people who smoke, I've lived to be 96. You know what? It's the most selfish habit. I saw my mother deprive herself of life. She died at the age of 50 because she couldn't give these things up. And so starting it is a lark for some people, and then you go through life and you infect yourself, kill yourself, as you're describing here with lung cancer.
They should be legal but not glamorized. This includes nicotine, alcohol, and marijuana.
59 after the hour. Good.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.